The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's 8:30 in the morning on Thursday.
Is it really?
And we are Lynn and
Beth.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are not live. When you're listening to this, we're not probably either in bed or getting up and still in our jammies, getting coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, chilling out. Yep. And you are too, maybe. WTBR, 89.7 FM.
WSBR, 88.1.
Yeah. I have a quote.
Go ahead.
I always arrive late at the office, but I make up for it by leaving early.
Oh, jeez.
And that was submitted by Charles Lamb. I don't know who he is. But
sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles Lamb. Maybe he's a comedian.
I think he was a writer.
Maybe. Oh, he was a writer?
I think so.
All right. Well, that's good. True or false or riddle?
They're actually questions.
Yay, I love questions.
To see if you can answer these.
All right.
Number one. Kind of goes back to something we talked about a few minutes ago in the show that we did last week.
Easter things.
But why are chocolate bunnies usually hollow?
The ones you like. I like the chocolate solid. You like the hollow. Why are they usually hollow?
Yep.
They're cheaper.
That's what you're thinking?
Yeah, okay. It doesn't cost them as much right. to... I'm not supposed to answer these yet?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is the tradition of egg tapping? T-A-P-P-I-N-G. Egg tapping. And number three, what is egg dancing?
I think egg dancing can be a real yoke. Egg dancing, egg tapping.
Yep.
And
these are things that used to be common.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We will give you the answers at the end of our show, but you will hear the questions again at the beginning of the second half of our show. So if your feet hurt, people, if you find that spring has arrived and your sneakers, your toes hurt.
Yeah.
Well, usually in the winter, we maybe put off pedicures. So check your toenails. Maybe they're too long and they're hitting your sneakers. Don't buy new sneakers. Cut your toenails or go get yourself a pedicure and let them do it for you. Mm-hmm. And you'll be amazed what that does. There you go. The tip of the day. And I didn't tiptoe around it either.
I'm laughing about it because I happened to do it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
And I noticed a difference right away.
Crazy. And I can tell you, if you wear socks and you've let them have their fun and grow, and then you put your shoes on or your sneakers on with the socks on, it's even worse.
Yes.
Because the socks are pulling on them. So go ahead. Get yourself a pedicure. Treat yourself. Okay. And you don't even have to have polish, you know, just get the pedicure.
I've never had one of you.
A pedicure?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yes. You've never had a pedicure?
Nope.
You want one?
No.
Okay. My husband has had a pedicure several times. And while I was visiting my sister, my brother-in-law and I went out and I got him a pedicure. I said, you have got to have one. No, I'm not going to get one. Listen to me. You really will love it. Seriously. A girl will do it. Don't freak out because you think it's going to be a guy and that creeps you out. We'll get a girl. No, I don't want to go. So we went out for lunch. My sister was working. I said, now we're going to get pedicures. No, I'm not going to go. Yes, you are. We went in. He loved it. Oh, I've got a picture of him. He's got his head back. He's getting his toes massaged and creamed up and cleaned and cut. And he was a new man. It's just amazing. He loved it. Loved it. Oh, okay.
All right. Speaking of peeps.
Yes.
It used to take more than a day in the olden times to make peeps. Approximately 27 hours back in 1953, when each candy was handmade with a pastry tube.
My gosh.
But today they have machines that have dramatically sped up the process to just 6 minutes. More than 700 marshmallow peeps are eaten each year. And I don't think that's close enough.
No, you don't?
No, I think it should be 1,400.
You can help raise that number.
I intend to.
One at a time.
2 billion peeps are made a year for worldwide.
Oh, my gosh.
So the 700 marshmallow peeps are for the Americans only.
Do you think that the different colored peeps, because I know there's yellow, I know there's white, I don't know if there's orange, I have seen green. Do you think they taste different?
No.
Okay. You know what I really like?
What?
Those orange peanut candy, those orange squishy.
Oh, candy corn.
No, the orange, it looks like a peanut shell.
Not corn. You're right.
It's a candy peanut.
Peanut.
And it's squishy. It's not marshmallow.
No.
It's a different texture.
It's good.
Those are really good. Mm.
Oh, I can feel the cavities coming.
Yeah, those are so good. So I've just got a few things, and then I'm moving on to something else, but. Eggs. I know you eat eggs.
Yes.
You can do lots of things with eggs. You can cook your eggs so that the edges are crispy. Do you like the edges crispy or soft?
Usually soft.
Would you try them crispy?
Sure.
So you can, it says that people love them. I like them like that. It's, you put a lot of olive oil in the pan, or maybe a vegetable oil, another vegetable oil. And you heat it until it just starts to smoke. So my knowledge of olive oil is it's not a good oil to use because it doesn't have a high smoke point. And it actually, from what I understand, is a carcinogen if you let it cook too hot.
Oh, my gosh.
So you want to use some other kind of oil that has a high smoke point, and it's usually on the bottle. That's just your little cooking tip of the day. And then you add your egg, and then you lower your heat right away to medium. So you let your egg cook, and the edges get brown and crispy a little bit. A little bit. It's just tasty. It's crunchy.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's one little twist on an egg.
Instead of a bunny, an Easter fox delivers goods in Germany. While kiddos in the U.S. know and love the Easter bunny, a different critter is beloved. In Westphalia, Germany, he delivered eggs and goodies to kids. So the bunny is more common. The fox is still a popular symbol in some parts of the region. I don't know why it would be a fox. Then again, I don't know why it's a bunny.
I don't know why it is at all. I don't really get how they got this out of what Easter is. But a fox... Wouldn't you think that his teeth would break the shells while he's carrying them to the places that he's got to go?
All I think of is all of the people that feed their foxes.
Eggs?
Eggs.
Like?
In the shell.
They do?
Yeah.
They do, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all.
You're not on Facebook.
No, I'm not. All right, all you people who know more than me. You can waffle. Do you have a waffle iron?
I do not.
Oh, you might want to get one.
Oh.
Because you can waffle your eggs. And I saw a picture of this when I printed this. You make breakfast. So you this is so funny. It says, if you've already got a waffle iron out to make breakfast, there's no need to dirty another pan to make eggs. Okay, that's understandable. I thought it meant take your waffle iron out and don't dirty a pan. Well, you're going to dirty the waffle iron anyway, but that's not what it says. It says if you're already making something, you can make waffle eggs. You whisk a couple of eggs together with some cheese and some salt. You pour them into your well-greased waffle iron. Cook them 3 to 4 minutes with the lid closed. And you have waffle eggs.
You're right. I might like to try that.
And if you made toast, you could make yourself an egg
waffle
sandwich
toast?
With a waffle. You could put the waffle inside the 2 pieces of toast. And make a little egg sandwich.
I thought you were going to say put the toast into the waffle iron.
Well, you might.
Okay.
I don't know. I'd put some ham in that sandwich. Sorry. I would. I'd put ham and cheese in that sandwich. A little waffle, egg waffle sandwich. That's kind of a clever little idea. All right. I don't have a waffle iron, though. Okay.
Did you know that pastel colors hold religious meanings?
Who?
Pastel colors.
Do what?
They hold religious meanings.
What's a pastel color?
Light blue, light yellow. All the colors of the candy that we're talking about.
They hold a meeting?
Meaning.
Oh, me.
Yeah, I'm going to stand over there by cherry red. He's popular.
I thought you said
move over,
Blackburn. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Baby blue, mint green, light yellow, and soft pink all carry meaning of the rebirth and renewal of life that occurs in spring. Specifically, white represents light, triumph, and glory, while lavender represents penance, power, and royalty. Pink represents joy and love. Then red symbolizes sacrifice, blood, and martyrdom. And finally, green represents hope and eternal life.
I didn't know that.
However, each color also has religious symbolism for Lent, Good Friday, and Easter.
I'll be darned. I didn't know that.
Nope.
I was going to ask you a question having to do with the colors. I can't remember what it was. And I had it. I had it.
I believe it.
For 1 second. And then it went
then
away.
Then another thought came in and they
yes,
had a fight.
It went away. Yes. Do you know what you can use your egg whites for?
What?
Wow. A cleaning tool. You can
Seriously?
Clean. Yep. You can clean leather. Oh my gosh. It says you can clean your plant leaves.
It says a lot of eggs.
Well, it says you can use a cloth to rub egg whites, just the whites, not
right,
the yolk.
Right.
Onto leather products, then use a clean, soft, damp cloth to wipe it off. The egg white's sticky base helps remove dirt and stains, and it gives it a shine. The proteins in egg also help form a protective barrier from future damage. It also gives a nice shine to your plants. And it's natural. You could use it in the shower. You'd come out with a nice shine. And a protective and a protective coating. You look like you have a protective coating today. Did you use eggs in your shower? egg on a rope.
Oh, my God.
Everybody get egg on a rope in your shower.
And I'm speechless.
and for those of you who don't know what egg on a rope is, there was a day when there was soap on a rope.
Yep.
And the soap was on a rope and it hung in your shower.
Yep.
And did you have a soap on a rope?
Nope.
I didn't either. What kind of soap did you have growing up? What brand? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh. No.
Oh.
There were many kinds. Dove.
Dove.
Was one.
Dial.
Yep.
That was pretty popular. Popular.
Antibacterial or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm. And then my aunt had, oh my gosh, it was such a strong smell. And I want to say it was something Cascade.
That sounds right.
Cascade something. Email us if you know, and you know who I'm talking to.
Gmail for us.
No.
I was going to see if you remembered.
Cashmere Bouquet.
Oh.
You don't have to email us. It was Cashmere Bouquet. And she had it in her bathroom, like in a decorative like thing.
Yeah.
Sitting there collecting dust.
Yeah.
And the whole bathroom smelled like cashmere. It was like, you couldn't breathe. All right.
This is a kind of warning. This is, don't buy Kinder Surprise eggs. They're banned in the United States.
Well, they came in that little plastic thing. They came in a little, I can see it. It came at Easter time, there was a plastic egg, and then Kinder had like a little...
It's Kinder, not Kinder?
Oh, I think it's Kinder.
Okay.
Maybe a little spoon thing that you scoop out?
This says, if you have a craving for chocolate eggs, there are so many options to choose from, but Kinder Surprise eggs are not one of them because these hollow milk chocolate eggs contain a toy... They've been illegal in America since 1938 when the U.S. Customer Product Safety Commission banned consumable items with non-nutritive objects inside. Just in case you see them, I mean, who knows?
1938?
Yeah.
But I wasn't born. I've seen these things for sale. What happened?
They got through.
Oh, my goodness. So they're worried about choking?
Definitely.
If you said that already, I'm sorry. I didn't.
That's all right. That's all right.
My parents never worried about getting me toys that were too small.
Now, don't take that the wrong way. She's going to have to start seeing a therapist now.
It's hard because if I went to see a therapist and I explained all of that, by the time we got to the part where I was going to be helped, my hour would be up. those of you who have gone to counseling, you sit there. And the first time, I would imagine, the first time would be get it all out. And now you're broken down and you're in tears and you're ready to hear the answer. Hear what you're supposed to do. How do I go forward?
Well,
and they
see
look
you
at
next
that.
Week.
They look over your shoulder at that clock. Oh, I'm sorry. Your time is up for today. Would you like to make another appointment and write your check for $850,000? It's like, okay, I will. Okay, I'll come back another day. You can feed your eggs to your pets. It said eggs are the exception if you don't want to feed your pets people food. It said eggs are a rare exception. Cooked eggs are easily digestible with proteins, vitamins, and minerals your pet will love.
Huh.
Use leftover egg whites or scrambled eggs, pasteurized, to mix in with their dog food. Or as a treat.
They don't like it. My cats don't like it.
How about your dog?
I haven't tried her.
Well, there you go. You could, but
she's
but
getting an egg for Easter.
There you go. See if that'd be good to find out to see if you can get her to be an egg lover. There you go.
All right. In Australia.
Australia.
Easter takes place in autumn. This technically goes for all southern regions, since those in the southern hemisphere experience opposite seasons from those in the northern. So while the time frame remains the same, some people experience a fall Easter.
Oh. That's interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Australia.
My daughter's gone twice.
Oh.
She said it's probably one of the worst airplane rides you could probably take.
Oh. But she liked Australia.
She liked Australia, yeah.
Do you remember how long her flight was?
Not exactly.
It's half, is it halfway?
It was a long time.
Yeah.
It when they landed, she couldn't stand up.
I'll bet. That's you have to be really committed, and I would think stay for quite a while to make the trip worth it, the flight worth it.
Because you got to turn around and take
and
it back.
Back. But how did she like Australia?
She thought it was wonderful.
Awesome. Did she see a kangaroo?
She saw kangaroos. She saw birds. She saw a whole bunch of different things. But she said after a while she got tired of the accent.
Did she?
Yeah.
Was it hard for her to understand?
Some of it.
Yeah, I can understand that. Because you didn't say it in Australian. Is it called Australian? An Australian accent, right? It doesn't have a special word. It's just like Australian.
Yeah.
I have a special word for it. Just, I like the accent.
It's English.
I love the accent. Anyway, spring. I've got some spring things.
Okay.
Spring fever. You've heard that. Spring fever, right?
I'm in spring fever as it is. I'm spring cleaning.
Are you? Spring fever is real. Rising temperatures cause blood vessels to dilate, leading to an energetic, almost dizzy feeling.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? Energetic, but dizzy?
You fall down fast.
So if you have spring fever, it is real, but it does, I think of spring fever as like you know, getting in the energetic to clean, energetic to wash your windows, get rid of stuff, more, you know, do your yard, whatever.
Yeah.
But not dizzy.
No, I don't want to be dizzy.
I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning.
Help. I'm serious. Help. Easter lilies signify the true meaning of the holiday. For one, the flower's white color can represent the purity and innocence of Jesus, with white usually representing such a message. There are also parallels between the lily's blooming process and Christ's resurrection. The bulb of the flower initially growing beneath earth's surface is attributed to his death, while the actual sprout of the flower symbolizes his resurrection.
Nice. I love lilies. I love the smell.
I think they stink.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I used a lot of lilies to decorate the church for Easter, but they're silk.
Ah.
No worries. It wouldn't bring anything stinky in, whether it smells good or bad, because you never know who is going to be sensitive to that.
That's true.
So, so you have to be careful what you bring in.
Very good. That's very nice of you.
Oh, well, gee, thanks. Okay. It says here, kids grow faster.
Mm-hmm.
Children actually grow faster during the spring than any other season.
Really?
I thought it was summer.
I would think so. Spring, huh?
I remember being in...
Is that
in,
why it's called spring?
Yes, you spring up. There you go. And in fall, you fall down. I used to think it was summer because when I was in junior high, I was very tall. And most of the boys, I'll say the boys, because this is where I noticed it most, were shorter than me. And then I think it was between 8th and 9th grade, summer vacation. And then these boys came back to school and they had grown a foot. All these boys had come back that were smaller than I was and they were taller. So I always thought it was summer. But not according to this, and I don't know where I got this information. I didn't write it down or print it, but
it's okay.
Yeah.
The largest chocolate egg was over 34 feet tall.
Oh my gosh.
But a chocolate egg that's 30 feet tall, weighing almost 16,000 pounds. It was made in Italy in April 2011, measured 34 feet and 1.5 inches in length, and weighed approximately 15,873 pounds.
How, one point what in length?
1.05 inches in length. So maybe one inch.
It was an inch?
No, it was measured at 34 feet and...
Oh! So I wish that you could get in my head.
I'm kind of happy I can't.
Because what I heard was 30-something feet and an inch. And I'm thinking, it sounds like a chocolate stick. I'm watching you and I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm thinking, it can't be right. It can't be an egg. It's a stick. That's a big egg.
That is a huge
egg. Do they say what happened to it?
No.
Oh, I wonder if the sun came out.
Oh, my.
Oh. They had to have eaten it. I mean, really. You got to.
What else would you do with it?
How do you? I think it's really cool that there are people and places and things that do fun stuff like that. I know it's expensive. I know it's a big deal. But you know what? I just think it's really cool. Like the biggest peanut butter and jelly sandwich to break the Guinness Book of World Records, or the longest submarine sandwich.
And it doesn't say how much it costs.
Hmm.
I should ask.
Well, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. Are you?
No. No. You're not thinking. No.
So this says the egg balancing myth about eggs. It's a myth.
Okay.
While folklore says you can only balance a raw egg on its end during the vernal equinox.
My gosh.
It's a myth. You can actually do it any time of year.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to do it?
No.
I have.
And?
I haven't been able to do it, but I've seen people do it, and you know what they do? It's a hard-boiled egg. Crack the egg shell
just
a little.
Just a little bit,
To make it stand up. Yeah, 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 yeah. And it's time for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Ta-da!
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 Ta-da! Who did that? Think. Three Stooges. They would walk in and they would do that. One of them would go dun-dum, another one would go dun-dum, another one would go dun-dum. And were there ever four Stooges?
There was a guy that came in because one of them left.
Yes. So he was a replacement.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, we are back. This is the second half of our show. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And Bev has needs answers, yes. She will need some answers to some questions.
Why are chocolate bunnies hollow? What is the tradition of egg tapping? And what is egg dancing?
I almost want some hints, but no.
Nope.
We will give you the answers to those at the end of our show. Don't call in because we're not live, we're recorded. But if you would like to talk to us, you can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we are talking about spring and things in spring and Easter things and candy and food. We always talk about food.
Always, always. Speaking of which, ham is a staple Easter recipe for a reason. A lot you probably couldn't imagine an Easter without ham. It makes sense considering it's a tradition that dates back years ago. Before we had refrigerators, people would cure ham during the winter months, and when the ham thawed out by the springtime, it just made sense to use it as an Easter meal centerpiece.
Ah!
So they grew it. They grew it.
Makes sense.
They cured it.
If they can cure a ham, how come they can't cure disease? Tell me. Tell me more. Are you shutting me off?
No, I'm not touching the button. I'm thinking about it, but I'm not touching it.
It says here, birds learn to sing. Young birds are born with the capacity to sing, but have to learn the specific songs of their species, which they work on in the spring.
Oh, my gosh.
That's insane.
That's so cute.
It is. Can you picture a little classroom with the little birds?
I picture my bird that I have at home who tries to answer all the birds that come around to the feeder.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so sweet.
And do you leave the window open so maybe they can have a dialogue?
No.
No?
Because if he gets out.
Well, no. You have them in a cage, right?
Yeah.
And then you put your bird next to a window. And you open the window. And you just let
them. They're all painted shut.
Okay.
Somebody was doing a good deed and overdid it.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a carbon monoxide detector in your house?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
More than one, actually.
I know you do. They're required. All right. Hey, which reminds me, if you don't have a carbon monoxide detector in your house, you need to get one.
Yes.
You need to get one. We're off on a totally different trail right here.
Doesn't matter.
But you need to get one. Carbon monoxide is
poisonous.
Odorless. You cannot see it. You can't feel it. And you can die. So you want to have one, preferably in your basement and on each floor of your house.
Right.
So you also want to make sure you have smoke detectors.
Yep.
I've been in many houses where smoke detectors are open with no batteries.
Oh, boy.
And
they do a
that
lot
includes,
of help.
Homes, rentals, You need to. You could save a life, your life, your children's lives.
Yes.
Make sure you check every spring. Check your smoke detectors. Check your carbon monoxide detectors. They're not expensive. They're not as cheap as they used to be, but they're better. They're better. And the
only way you're going to tell if you got that problem,
is with those. Otherwise, you won't know.
You won't know.
And smoke detectors now, if you're not familiar, they talk. They can detect smoke and or fire. So they will say, fire, fire. Or if it's just smoke, it will go off. So it will tell you, yeah, great. You can get them at Home Depot.
And that was an expression from our favorite. I won't go any further.
You couldn't even find a word? You couldn't even find a word? You can still think about it. I'll give you time. Okay. Now we're back. I love the bird thing. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they learn from their species. Little classrooms. I love that.
So cute. Beep, 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 beep. Some years, Easter beats out Halloween for most candy sold.
Not a chance.
Halloween might seem like a holiday that's full of candy, but Easter gives it a run for its money. There have been years where people purchase lots more candy the week before Easter than the week preceding Halloween.
Is that so?
They say.
They say.
Yeah.
Who are they? Who are they?
It's YEHT backwards.
Oh, okay. Okay. In the spring, Bev.
In the spring?
Bees get buzzier.
Bees get fuzzier?
They get buzzier. It says buzzier. B-U-Z-Z-I-E-R. Buzzier.
Yeah.
Spring warmth brings a surge of activity to your bees. And it's the most likely time to see a massive swarm of honeybees. So I would think that it should say busier, but it doesn't. It says buzzier. So they probably buzz while they're doing this. A surge of activity makes them more buzzy.
Aren't honeybees the ones that we were starting to lose?
You lost your bees?
No, but there was something going on that the honeybees weren't as
I don't know.
Active?
I don't know. Maybe they fixed it. Maybe they had more babies.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we know who we're asking, right?
Pretty much.
Yep. We don't have to say your name, Marie. But we know you got the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff. You should get honey. You should get beehives. You've got space outside.
I don't like getting stung.
Okay. You could rent out your yard and have somebody have beehives. They stay in the hive as long as the what do they call it? The mother bee? The queen bee.
You take her out and they're all out for it.
Yeah. And I know that I've actually done the thing once where you suit up and you got the gloves on and you got the whole thing on your head and you go down and you've got the smoker, which kind of paralyzes them while you're taking the trays out.
Yeah.
So you can brush the bees off the trays, and you want to make sure that the queen bee's inside because they'll go back in. And you've got the bees buzzing all around your ears. And then you pick up the trays, and you've got bees under your fingers and they're buzzing, and you can feel them.
She's driving herself into...
Oh, it's creepy. It's really panic. Creepy. It's
did
really
you ever
creepy.
Have
a bee sting?
No. Did you ever have?
My dad did.
Oh.
He got stung right in the forehead. And you know what happens when you get stung in the forehead?
No.
There's no fat up there.
Oh.
So you swell everywhere on your face.
Oh,
so
no.
The poor guy, the poor guy's eyes swelled up. It was just,
oh, no.
It was not good. It was not good. So be careful out there. Don't get, protect your forehead.
All right. Honeybees. Mm-hmm. There was an Easter egg once sold at $18.5 million. A jeweled egg colored pink and gold and covered in diamonds was assigned to be made by the Romanov family. A century and some change later, a.k.a. the year 2007, that same egg sold for $18.5 million.
Why?
Think of what you could do with that money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can be, for 5 minutes, wow, look what they did. And then it's over.
Uh-huh. And where does it sit somewhere?
Somebody's got it.
Sitting. Yeah, that money could make a huge difference in a lot of people's lives.
Yep.
But anyway, that's a whole other show. March is war time, according to this.
Yes.
March is named after Mars, the planet. The Roman god of war. Oh, sorry. Mars is not the planet. Mars is the Roman god of war. Because that was when the weather was warm enough to resume fighting.
Tell that to Napoleon. He went to Russia and got frozen.
Yeah, so we'll cross this one out. We'll just redact that and forget all about it.
In Switzerland, there's an Easter bird instead of an Easter bunny. It's a tale as old as time that a cuckoo bird is the animal responsible for delivering Easter eggs on the religious holiday. And if you think about it, that makes a lot more sense than the Easter bunny.
A cuckoo bird makes more sense than
bird.
Oh, because the bird lays eggs.
Yeah.
And the fox doesn't. We had the fox before, right?
And rat.
And the bunny. Yeah, the bunny and the egg. It's just weird.
Okay.
Very weird. Let's see. In the South Pole, the spring equinox actually marks the start of 6 months of darkness rather than light.
Where?
It just says in the South Pole.
Oh, okay.
The spring equinox actually marks the start of 6 months of darkness.
Yuck.
Yeah. No. Oh, man. It's going by too fast. Winter's coming. Oh, God. Sorry. I know.
The first White House Easter egg roll was held in 1878. The story of how it started is actually really cute. Apparently, President Rutherford B. Hayes was out for a stroll when he was stopped by children who gave him the idea of an Easter egg roll. It's safe to say he adored it because it's been a tradition ever since.
Wow. So he went for a stroll, found out about a roll. I got nothing else. I got nothing. That's it. I was trying. My brain was whipping around trying to. Okay, what rhymes with that? Okay. No, it's over. The first day of spring is known as the... Oh, we already did that one. Attention. Oh, we already did that one. Oh, we did that one. If you were to stand on the equator during either the spring or the fall equinox, you would see the sun pass directly over the top of your head.
Ooh.
Yeah. Want to go?
No.
Me either.
It's just interesting. That's
That's interesting. I like that one. I like that.
Easter clothes were once deemed good luck. The tale used to go, if you wear new clothes on Easter, then the rest of the year is sure to be filled with luck. It's not really held by people today, but it's still a good reason to buy a new spring outfit before Easter Sunday. Do you buy a new outfit for Easter Sunday?
No. Do you?
No.
No. I know as a kid, it was always the spring, little spring dress, the little white shoes, the little white socks. And it's funny because, and the little hat, and little white gloves, and a little white hanky. Little tiny white hanky.
And a little, maybe a little purse.
Little purse. Little white patent leather purse. And then I remember one year I had to wear a coat. It got cold.
It wasn't white.
And every year after that, it was always, we had to wear a coat because it was cold. So it's weird. It was warm enough for years. Then all of a sudden, Easter, it was like now, little chilly. Little bit of chilly.
It's supposed to be 68.
Today, I know. Guess what I'm going to do?
I'm going to let the cats out.
I'm going to wash windows.
Oh, whoopee doopee goo.
Hey, studies show that babies born in the spring are more likely to be night owls and optimistic.
Huh.
Well, that'd be an interesting thing to find out how they found that out.
Wouldn't okay.
It, wouldn't it? Let's see. Patty was born in spring. I'll have to find out some other people who were. My grandson was born in spring. My granddaughter was born in the spring. I'll ask them.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Pretzels.
Pretzels.
Are linked to Easter, too.
Oh.
Supposedly, it's because the twists of the pretzels look like arms crossed in prayer. Do you think so?
No, I think a pretzel looks like it needs to be dipped in caramel. That's all I think about when I look at a pretzel. I know that some yoga people call, isn't there something that they do called the pretzel? They twist themselves around. When I think about a pretzel in the arms, I think the pretzel's cold and hugging themselves because it's shivering.
Aww.
But I will go back to it needs to be dipped in caramel. A warm, thick, homemade, baked pretzel.
Yes.
Dipped in caramel.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was no sound effect.
No, it wasn't. That was me. All right. Oh, wow. There are a lot of these things that are literary works. Spring is often used to represent birth, a revival, and the start of happy and better times. And I don't know what that means. In literary works, spring is often... Oh, so when they write about spring... It represents birth, revival, and the start of happy and better times until it snows. And then all that goes right out the window.
Right out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Easter's date changes every year?
Yes, it does. Isn't that weird?
We know that it's on a Sunday, but that's about the only thing that remains constant. The actual date of the holiday all depends on the moon's cycles. More specifically, it always takes place the Sunday after the paschal full moon.
Ah, yeah, it changes. It's weird. Is there any other date that we know of that changes like that? Any other holiday?
No, the holidays are set.
Just Easter.
Yep.
Maybe that's why I had to wear a coat. Right?
Right.
It came a different time of year, so it was colder. Not of year, but...
I gotcha.
Yeah. So if you're a couple and things are good and it's spring, pray for the first day of summer, which I think is somewhere in June, because according to a Facebook study, so we might be able to throw this one right out.
Okay.
Couples are most likely to break up in the spring. And 2 weeks before Christmas.
Oh,
two weeks before Christmas.
No way.
And I don't know why. It doesn't say.
Oh, rats.
So just get through right now. Hear me out. Get through right now to summer. and you'll be good. And then keep doing good and pray. And 2 weeks before Christmas, start to panic. And when Christmas is over, you can breathe again until spring.
And to think that I was married for 40 years.
Uh-huh. Never had to worry about it. You had a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are chocolate bunnies hollow?
I think, like I said, because they're cheaper to make.
Once a piece of chocolate is over a half inch thick, it's almost impossible to bite into. You'd break your teeth. Apparently.
So they're trying to save teeth? You take
apparently
smaller bites. Or you put that puppy's little ear in your, you shove it toward the back, or you can chomp on it with a molar. And I don't know what you do when you get to the belly, because that's a big, thick piece of meat right there. Big piece of chocolate.
Yeah.
All right. That was the first one.
What is the tradition of egg tapping?
Egg tapping is, egg tapping. Well, listen, an egg can do whatever dance it wants to do. So if it wants to tap, let it tap.
In Greece, participants tap their hard-boiled eggs against the egg next to them until one of them breaks. The winner gets good luck for a year.
I've seen that somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah. In a movie, maybe, or somewhere in my past where I've seen that happen. That's kind of cool.
Oh.
Kind of a little dip.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's cool.
What is egg dancing?
Egg dancing. Now, that goes along with egg tapping, as I told you. You can do the rumba. You can do the twist. You can do the jerk. Anything they want to do.
You're almost close.
It's when the eggs are boiling in the water and they're jumping around.
Nope. In Germany, you place raw eggs all over your yard and dance around them. The winner is the one who breaks the fewest amount of eggs. And you can make it harder by blindfolding people.
Oh, that's so cool.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I like it.
Put on the music and dance around the eggs.
But how do you know if you're the one that broke the egg if you're all dancing around? Or if it's somebody else? Do you have your own group of eggs?
It just says over your lawn and yard, and you dance around them, and
whoever breaks the most wins.
Whoever breaks the fewest.
The fewest wins.
Right.
And you know what? You can leave them right in your lawn because eggshells are really good for growing plants.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know, maybe not your lawn. I guess I'd have to ask my lawn guy.
Oh, you have a lawn guy?
I have a guy that comes because when I first bought my house, when we mowed the lawn, it was dirt. And the dirt would go flying in the air. In a dust ball.
Why would you mow dirt?
Because we didn't have any grass. And there was, so there was, beep, 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 beep. We had some patches of grass that needed to get mowed. Uh-huh. So you'd kind of go over them, but hit the dirt and all. So we needed help. Okay. And we've had help ever since with getting, it's a natural fertilizer and
you
getting them.
You have a beautiful yard.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will, too, apparently. I found somebody who's volunteered for pay to do my yard.
Volunteered for pay. I like that.
I'm going to let him.
Nice. You'll enjoy that. It's nice.
I said, do you know what you want to do when you come up? And he says, no, you can tell us.
Good.
You tell us what to do.
There you go. Write it out.
Oh.
You're the boss, because you're going to pay, right?
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for us to go. Happy spring. We'll see you next week. Well, we won't see you, but we'll be here.
Figuratively speaking. Thank you.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.